This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 8th. God's word to you today is get light. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 11, verse 29 and 30, and it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am a gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Having a culture of gratitude is really powerful in our personal lives, in our families. In the God's Favorite House church family, having a culture of gratitude is very deliberate, such that the first weekend of every month, we stop everything we're doing practically just to say thank you to God. For us to live a life of gratitude, where we'd be able to consistently and genuinely say, "Thank you, Lord," we must experience three dimensions of freedom. For us to live free of worry, stress, anxiety, a life where gratitude genuinely flows from our beings, we must experience three dimensions of freedom. We must experience freedom from the pain of yesterday. This is the first dimension of freedom. If you are to be full of gratitude to God, we have to be free from the pain. The second dimension is, we have to experience freedom from the pressure of yesterday. For us to flow consistently and genuinely in gratitude, the third dimension of freedom we have to experience is freedom from the pessimism of tomorrow. Jesus speaking in John 8, 32 and 36 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." If the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed. God is setting us free from the pain of yesterday. Say amen. Amen. God will set you free from the pressure of today, and God will set you free from the pessimism of tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Freedom from the pain of yesterday. A lot of people are stuck in the past, and this is one of the major causes of unhappiness for a lot of people. So many people are stuck in what happened to them yesterday. People are full of resentment and regret. Resentment and regret are two things that give us a hard time. Resentment is carrying the weight of the wrongs that people have done to us over the years. People get resentful of the places that the hurt has taken place. Regret is carrying the burden of wrong choices, wrong actions, and wasted opportunities. A lot of people struggle with resentment on one hand and with regret on the other. But Jesus is here and willing to set you free from both of them in Jesus' name. Amen. So what do we do with the hurt and the pain? What you do with the hurt and pain will determine whether you live free or remain bound. I pray that you will live free in Jesus' name. Amen. The question is, what have you not gotten over? It is time to confront the pain of yesterday and live free. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are my Alpha and Omega. I open my past to you. Lord, rid me of every pain as I lay my life before you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.